As always, if you could just give us something scientific, something really complicated, so we know you're a scientist and not just a bloke pretending to be one.
Oh, say something complicated now. Describe the properties of electrons moving in a two-dimensional surface compared to three-dimensional space, because in the two dimensions we get bigger and better and faster quantum computers by using topology.
Okay.
There you go.
Good old topology, yeah. Thank you for that. That clarifies it. You said something complicated and I didn't really understand it. So you're a scientist. Yep. We've got that out of the way. Verification process done. The question at hand is, why is it when we walk on the beach do we have squeaky sounds underneath our feet?
The origin of the phenomenon is exactly the same as earthquakes. You're actually creating zillions and zillions and zillions of tiny little earthquakes.
Wow. Like for ants and that, because ants, I guess, would be thinking, I've seen bugs' life and stuff like that, and when if a human walks by, yeah, the ground does shake a bit.
Well, that's right. Yeah, you could easily evict a whole colony of ants with one sort of misplaced step.
And I shouldn't laugh because it is a serious subject. Earthquakes are not
the
fun for anybody.
Yeah, well, that's true. Because in earthquakes, there's a thing called slip and stick, as the various forces from the convection and the mantle and whatever take place. They stick together, and eventually they'll slip.
Right.
And when they slip, that's when you get the earthquake.
Okay.
And this is the same sort of thing that's happening with squeaky noise from sand, because it involves friction. The little sand grains, they stick together until suddenly the force gets strong enough and they move, and then they stick again. And this move and stick creates what's known as a sawtooth pattern in the sound waves that is created. And if you listen to a sawtooth sound wave, it sounds like a squeak if it has a high enough frequency.
Talking to Dr. James Donald Kresser, theoretical physicist, asking him kind of stupid questions. Stuff that we've all wondered but been too afraid to actually walk up to a university, knock on its door and go, can you please tell me? I've got another stupid question, and it's to do with shrinking people.